The world turns in the starry black expanse of space. The continents glow as the sun sets behind the globe. Bold silver letters outlined in gold orbit the Earth and come to rest in front of the equator. Universal, a Comcast company. The world continues revolving slowly as the sun's rays peek out from behind. The Minions. The word forms in bright illuminated letters above the crowd of minions, then cuts to black. Against red theatre curtains, Universal Pictures presents a Chris Meledandri production. The view moves towards the curtains. The curtains open, revealing a forest, moving deeper into the dense, misty undergrowth with ferns and gnarled trees. Elephant Mina bursts out of the bush running with a torch. She shines it around, collides with a tree, then trips over a thorny vine and goes sprawling. She reaches for the torch and drops into a hole. Landing on something soft like an air mattress, the little elephant is surrounded by fireflies. Light pours through a door which swings open. She kneels down and peers through the tiny doorway. Beyond is a sunny, magical-looking land, with grass, leafy trees and colourful toadstools. The doorway gets bigger with every beat. Three rabbits with candy-stripe electric guitars and round sunglasses step out. The rabbits back away. Large flowers with faces dance. Beavers dance, Rosita joins the bunnies on a rock stage, Gorilla Johnny plays piano. Rosita, a pig in a cat costume, drags Mina into the crowd of dancing flowers. Mina shrugs and joins in. The show is on a theatre stage. The title forms in gleaming letters above the audience. Sing 2. The lights go out and they're all luminous skeletons, then back to normal. A big tree splits in two, the halves folding out flat. Chandeliers descend. Mina dances with Johnny. The set is like Alice in Wonderland, with Johnny as the Mad Hatter and Rosita as the Cheshire Cat, dancing amid the tea party. A door bursts open at the back of the auditorium. Gunter dances down the aisle dressed as a crazy colourful caterpillar. A striped tent drops over Mina singing the lead, and colourful spotlights flash. The tent is pulled up, revealing Mina in a pinafore dress as Alice. A parade of playing cards with a bare red queen march down the aisle. The whole cast rushes off the stage. A flower bumps into Buster the koala. Buster nods. Buster leads the way past ropes and waits backstage. They squeeze onto a lift and are hoisted high above the stage. The three white rabbits perform. The tall, elegant dog scout edges out of her row. He uses a light on a cable over the auditorium as a zip line and drops down into a box. The scout walks, tapping away on her phone. Buster looks down into the lobby. Suki raises the taxi window. On signs out front, Alice in Wonderland sold out. Buster appears. He holds onto the cab, wobbling on a bicycle. Buster swerves across a busy road, through a crowd, hits curbstones and flies into a canal. He surfaces on the back of a whale who's wearing a red bowler hat. Buster grins and waves, then is shot in the air on the whale's spout. The whale dives, slapping its tail. Bedraggled, Buster trudges miserably back to the theatre with water dripping off his grey fur. Soggy Buster looks up at an Alice in Wonderland poster, quotes "Read Your Kids Will Love It" and "Super Silly Fun." Buster goes to the bathroom and punches on a hand dryer, blowing his fur dry. He emerges with his hair frizzed out like a fuzzball. He still looks miserable. Audience members bump into Buster as they leave. He trudges along slowly. Nana enters the now empty lobby. She searches backstage, in a wardrobe, then flicks on a light in Buster's office and looks around, checking behind the sofa. There are vinyl records on the floor, won by the Skunk Dolls. Nana frowns, then looks under the desk. She goes behind the desk and clicks off a portable stereo. Buster's hiding in a desk drawer. Nana glides out, then peers back round the door. Buster stares off pensively. Nana leaves. Her headlights flicker through the blinds as Buster lies in bed at night. He turns over restlessly. Buster pulls the pillow over his head. He flings the pillow off and stares up, wide-eyed and frowning. Buster hurries down a spiral staircase. He throws open curtains and opens up a flight case. Buster throws items into the case. He draws a smiley face with big yellow eyes, a tomato, which he cuts out. He puts four smiley vegetables on sticks into the case. Rick's Club advertises Friday Rock Night sold out. The crowd is jumping as punky porcupine Ash rocks out on stage. Kids are going crazy in front of the stage. Giraffe's necks stick up high above the rest. Ash takes off her guitar and gets a drink. The bus drives off, then stops. Rosita's in front of it with her arms held out, silhouetted in the headlights. Buster beams as Rosita climbs on board. She's in a shiny purple evening dress with a flower in her orange wig. The bus drives along a busy highway at night. The group go through the Alice in Wonderland script at the back of the bus. Viewed from above, the bus's headlights shine in the night. Ash tunes her guitar. Other passengers turn to stare at them. The bus drives through dark countryside. Buster conducts the bus rehearsal. The passengers start to smile and the giraffe driver cranes his neck to look. Buster and Rosita wave the smiley veggies on sticks. The other passengers are all dancing along and gather at the end of the bus to watch. The bus drives across a desert under a bright full moon. They pass through scrubland, with mountains beyond in gentle morning sunlight. As they drive into town, everyone on the bus is asleep. A wide freeway passes through gleaming, exotically shaped buildings. A garish sign proclaims, "Welcome to fabulous Redshaw City." There's a whole park of candy-themed fairground rides and swimming pools in front of a vast hotel, the facade designed like a huge illuminated wave. A tall building, the Rain Cow, has signs advertising star-studded shows. The bus stops at Crystal Plaza. They head for the towering glass HQ of Crystal Entertainment. A door marked employees only. The antelope receptionist looks around suspiciously. A janitor's uniform. They're in a janitor's closet. The receptionist sits behind her vast crystal desk. An elephant janitor slowly rides a floor polisher across the bright, cavernous lobby. Mina holds a brush beneath her trunk like a moustache. The others are clinging to the far side of the ride-on polisher. The polisher begins to topple over. Ash's spines prick Gunter's bum. Miss Crawley's head touches the ground and rolls along on her glass eye, propping up the cart. Mina swipes a pass. Johnny bumps his head on the way through the door. She jumps off the polisher, then rushes back, grabbing mops. She stumbles into the lift, jamming the others against the glass. The lift rockets up the outside of the tower. The floor counter whizzes up over 100 until they come to an abrupt halt. The doors open. A large room full of exotic-looking creatures stare towards them. They advance in their boiler suits, mopping with cheesy smiles. A suited goat lifts his feet as Miss Crawley's glass eye stares up at him. As the others mop, Johnny pulls the flight case. Buster pauses, looks around, then heads off the opposite way to the others, who then catch up. Miss Crawley gets left behind and hurries to join them, barging through leggy flamingos on roller skates. A giraffe skids and sends a cockerel scooting across the shiny floor. Buster tugs a door handle. A door swings open as he clings to the handle. They all hurry inside. Johnny glances over his shoulder before closing the door. They get changed. Lights pulse behind curtains at the end of a corridor. In a white shirt and red bow tie, Buster investigates. He parts the curtains and smiles. A couple of singing cows. They dance romantically dressed as a king and queen, watched by a white wolf. The couple are bathed in red light. Chicks pop out of chimney pots. A magic act. An ape is locked in a box with sticks of dynamite. A tortoise is left in the remains. A singing bunny and a shimmying hippo. A slender horse diva with a flowing white mane. Furiously drumming birds, Buster and the crew shake with the pounding. Another red light. The drummers don't even notice. Crystal clutches his head, and his assistant scuttles over to tell them. The bug-eyed Tarsier contorts on gym rings. Staring wide-eyed, Crystal presses the button. Warthog ballerinas leap and twirl. They're stopped in mid-catch. Next, a slug. He was oozing across a phone. A group of flamingos on roller skates. They roll, dance, and spin in bright swirls of color. Some flamingos lie on their backs as others dance across their upturned skates. Crystal's paw hovers over the button. Buster and his group smile as they dance along. A flamingo skates through as others make complex pyramids. Buster trots out to a microphone. Miss Crawley clicks on the boombox. Buster scowls at Suki. Crystal's helicopter takes off from the very top of the sky-high Crystal Entertainment building. Curtains part, revealing lush gardens with an ocean view. Penguin butler Hobbs serves Nana her breakfast in her huge pink four-poster bed. Nana watches a news report about Buster and sips tea. Magnificent fountains lead to a ginormous pink crystal structure in front of the Crystal Tower Hotel. A uniformed hippo greets Buster and the others and ushers them through gold triangular portals. The atrium is like a magical land filled with colourful crystal trees and hanging gems. Lifts fly up the inside of the crystal walls. The Moon Theatre group chat, smile and stare as they walk in. Room service trolleys are pushed through gilt doors. The suite is huge with giant panoramic windows. Buster stares up at a walrus foreman and his crew. The view moves through the cavernous atrium to an even more cavernous auditorium. A stage model with a gold rocket. A dance studio. A warthog does the splits between two chairs. A leopard's legs arch over his own head. A panda does handstand splits. Everyone is covered in piggies. Johnny bursts into the wardrobe department. Darius is a bull with long blonde hair, a puffed out chest and tight black leather trousers. He dances, tosses his hair and struts. On a video, he's showing Mina. Darius preens and poses as Mina studies the words. She flinches as he grabs her hand. Darius drops to his knees and paws his way up Mina. Miss Crawley hurtles through the countryside in an open-top supercar. She hauls on the wheel and the car bumps along off-road. It kicks up clouds of dust, heading towards a sheer cliff face. The car jolts along a dirt track through a forest. The forest canopy thickens, getting dark, and Miss Crawley turns on the headlights. The sleek car forges through dense foliage, then bursts out into bright sunlight. A sign on crossed boards between two barrels warns private property no trespassing. Miss Crawley grabs the fruit basket that Crystal sent to the moon suite. She peers over the barrier between the trees towards a house nestling in the woods. Miss Crawley clambers over the barrier and pushes her way through the undergrowth. She stares up at the high wrought iron gates between stone gateposts. She pushes and bursts through the rusty gates. She treads on a tripwire and flares shoot up all around her. She backs up and treads on another one. As lights flash, a boot kickstarts a motorcycle. It swerves out from the back of the house, and the rider shoots the basket out of Miss Crawley's hand with a paintball. Paintballs splatter all around as she flees. Covered in rainbow paint, she squeezes out through the gates. She's hit in the back and her glass eye pops out. As more paint splashes, she mistakenly shoves a fallen apple in her eye socket. Paint bursts all over the car as she climbs in, then reverses away at high speed. Miss Crawley stares towards the rider, silhouetted against a patch of sun. He removes his helmet, revealing a thick mane. She plummets backwards down a wooded hillside, shoots across a creek and into a cedar wood. A frog hits a button with his long sticky tongue. Rosita walks along a high board. She reaches the end of the very high diving board and her eyes widen. She drops to her knees. Grinning broadly, Portia swallow dives, the long cable swinging her across the studio. She dives off a planet and swoops around as she sings. She bounds off asteroids, flying and twisting. She spins around, eyes closed, drifting upwards before coming down. Rings spin around a planet. Later, Rosita sits sobbing by a bathtub. The illuminated crystal tower at night. A bull pulls away from royalty rental cars in a sports car. The lurching remains of Miss Crawley's supercar crawls smoking into the forecourt. The airbag goes off in her face. The dancers perform their moves elegantly. Johnny and Ryan face off, each with two long staffs, and strike combat poses. The other dancers form a ring around them, pounding staffs on the floor. Tiger Ryan strikes, Johnny hesitates and stumbles. They clash and balance on bent poles. Johnny keeps falling as he tries to balance on a pole. He rushes out with his skateboard clutching his head. His hand is shaking. He makes a fist, kicks a rubbish bin, then throws down his skateboard, breaking it in two. Johnny comes out of Loopy's skate shop with a new board. He stares towards a dancing crowd. Mouth open, Johnny walks towards the crowd. At the center, a slender lynx is street dancing. She bends, poses, mock chases a tortoise, then spins on her hands and head. She urges the crowd on and throws fluid shapes. she spins around on her hands, then on her back. Johnny watches from the back of the throng around her. Hood up, she spins on her head, then with her legs straight up. She holds a one-armed handstand, her other hand thoughtfully cupping her chin. They go to a diner with a waitress on skates. She sucks on the enormous volcano smoothie. Johnny taps his fingers on the table. The diner customers all watch, the breakdancer stares. They enter the studio. Paint spattered with an apple eye. Rosita is a green alien with six arms, catapulted out of a crater. She bounds on a hidden trampoline. Portia swipes with a staff and Rosita is blown down onto a mattress in a crater. Suki opens a huge gold door. Buster sprints into a lift and shuts the doors. Suki shakes her head. Walrus Mason is spray painting. Miss Crawley rises up behind him on a cherry picker with a megaphone. Portia's been shopping. Portia pulls a face as Miss Crawley glides off on her cherry picker at Calloway's forest hideaway. Ash and Buster burst out of the undergrowth. They stare through the wrought iron gate. He's under a tree with his bike. They're thrown back by a blast of electricity and lie still on the grass. Now with lights, Portia does a beautiful dive off the high platform. She swings around a small planet, then dives further. Rosita stares, her alien arms raised. Rosita slumps glumly onto a stool. Portia sweeps towards Gunter, arms outstretched. They grab hands, but can't hold on. Gunter spins away and collides with the set. A big awkward grin. Mina runs outside and leans against a wall. A young elephant approaches. He offers the comb with his trunk. Mina takes it with hers. Their eyes widen as they gaze at each other, their trunks both still holding the cone. The ice cream starts to melt. Mina's ears flap over her eyes and she runs off. She ran smack into the studio doors in a big splat of pink ice cream. She hides behind the doorframe, then peers out as the ice cream seller walks away. Mina grins goofily. He's on a sofa by a fire. He drops Miss Crawley's glass eye, then walks slowly away. Nushi and Johnny rehearse in the multi-story car park. She starts busting out moves and Johnny follows. They bump fists. Nushi demonstrates and Johnny follows, making sinuous moves. They dance down a ramp, then start using the staves. They bust out moves on a roof with air conditioning fans. It's getting dark and they're still dancing in the car park. Johnny's back in the studio busting out moves with the two staves. He breakdances and spins on his back. Ryan stares at him. Johnny pulls off the standing on the stick move perfectly. Nushi takes off Klaus's hat and rubs it on his belly. The dancers gather round Johnny. Klaus glares, puts his beret back on, throws down his staff and gestures that he's watching Johnny. Mina eats ice cream at a costume fitting and stares off dreamily. The wardrobe dachshund continues pinning Mina's outfit. At Clay's lakeside mansion, he knocks in a sign saying, "Beware, electric fence." Clay blasts Buster with a hose, and he tumbles into the lake. Ash offers Clay a mug. He drops the garden hose. Buster arrives back at the studio. Lights come on, viewed from a high walkway. Large crystals are polished. Buster and Gunter work day and night on the script in the suite. A lighting desk projects a starscape. Costumes are sewed. Staves have lights on. The stage in the theatre begins to take shape. Miss Crawley ticks off a checklist. Johnny's in his space warrior outfit. Mina and Darius sing their duet. Rosita pops out of a crater. A huge spaceship flies over, then a shuttle detaches and lands on a planet of volcanoes. A hatch opens and Portia struts down the steps. She strikes a pose. A door slams in Buster's face. Sun shines in a window and onto framed photos of Clay and Ruby. Steam rises from a mug of tea. Clay sits in a nearby easy chair. The windows look out over forests and mountains. Ash is playing on the front steps. Clay comes down past a framed photo of him and Ruby on their wedding day. There's a picture of Clay with Ruby in a wheelchair at a party. He trudges across the checkerboard-tiled hallway and stops before reaching the front door. Clay looks out of the window in the front door. Ash looks startled when Clay comes out. He sits down next to her on the porch steps. Hunched over, he glances towards her and subtly nods for her to continue. Clay stares off sadly. The porch steps overlook the tranquil lake with a mountain in the distance. Glamorous horse Linda LeBon presents a glitzy TV show. Buster stands with his ears flat back as the gold lift doors open. He stares down the corridor towards the ornate gold doors of Crystal's office, then totters out of the lift. In an office, Crystal's assistant Jerry stares wide-eyed as Buster waves outside the window, then moves on. The cat shakes his head. Ears back and eyes wide, Buster approaches the towering gold doors. He raises a fist to knock, then jumps as his phone goes. Clay's motorbike blasts through the countryside in the golden late afternoon sunshine. He drops Buster off the skyscraper. Buster's still clinging to Crystal's arm. He's thrown into a small room. Buster backs into a pedestal. A bust of Crystal smashes on the floor. Suki grabs him. Suki watches Buster run off on the phone with Miss Crawley. Buster's phone flies into the road. Crystal waits in the wings at Linda LeBon's show. Jerry runs off and into Crystal's palatial office. He grabs a golden bowl of snacks, then notices the open door and that Buster has escaped. Buster's packing his bag. He dashes across to the window, then stands with his back to it, panicking. He runs back across the suite and hides in his suitcase. Clutching a sock in each hand, Buster cowers and closes his eyes. Buster tumbles out. Clay opens the door to find the cast, whose mouths drop open. Miss Crawley faints. Buster switches off the TV, the others all troop off. The thugs pound open the door as the whole cast jump off the balcony and drop into water below. Gunter's face emerges. It's a photo of him on his suitcase. They're swept along. Johnny sweeps up doddering Miss Crawley. With the security guards in pursuit, they climb a wall towards a busy road. Crystal's interview ends. His smile becomes a scowl as he walks off. Crystal smashes a vase in his office. The troop run down an alley. They enter a dressing room which is full of pop-eyed tarsiers. One raises a hand. Costumes are taken from a rail. Nushi tosses Johnny a staff. Buster hands her the space helmet. She hugs it. Portia's lying on her bed as Miss Crawley appears at the window on the cherry picker. Big Daddy zooms out of a garage in a truck with a community food service logo. The cast run backstage. Ash takes her guitar from its case. Clay has his guitar case across his knees. Costumes are put on. Johnny sprays a black line across his eyes. Rosita and Portia apply blusher and powder. Atasia dances beside his cleaning bucket, kicks it away, twirls with a mop, and sweeps off his baseball cap. His fellow cleaners watch. One of them has a go, shuffling his foot back and forth. At home, Crystal brushes his teeth. He shouts from his gilded bedroom. Rosita makes a call. The piglets stream out of a lift and swarm around a banqueting hall, destroying a buffet. A uniformed dog trips. The big pie smashes over his head. The piglets cause havoc amid the food as Norman watches eating cakes. A chocolate fountain. As security abandon their posts, the screen comes on in the lobby. Jerry screams as Crystal jumps out of bed naked. The huge auditorium is packed. Big Daddy and his gorilla chums stand guard. Smiling, Clay huddles with them. The house lights go down. Outer space opens up before the audience, a huge panorama of coloured stars shooting through the cosmos. A spaceship appears. Johnny runs on stage. A dark, devastated wasteland with Johnny on the piano in the center. Lights come on and figures appear. Johnny plays and sings in full battle costume with his space stave strapped to his back. Klaus watches from a gantry, arms folded, shaking his head. Nushi urges Johnny on. He leaves the piano and joins dancers with battle staves. Johnny throws shapes and breakdances, spinning and doing a one-armed handstand to Big Daddy's delight. Ryan dances and Klaus snatches a staff. Johnny busts out his moves with the other dancers around him. A limo speeds through traffic. The driver stamps on the gas, throwing Jerry into Crystal. As Johnny sings, Klaus appears in Ryan's costume. Up on a gantry in his underwear, Ryan shrugs helplessly. A ring of fire ignites around Johnny and Klaus as they prepare to battle. Klaus whirls and twirls and hits Johnny for real, backing him towards the flames. Johnny does the move where they balance on their staves perfectly. Klaus sweeps Johnny's staff from under him, and Johnny falls. Klaus jabs a staff into Johnny's chest. Johnny slumps back and Klaus raises his staves in victory. Above the stage, Nushi beats an oil drum. Johnny frowns, leaps up, and slams his staff down on the stage. The other dancers join in. Klaus looks worried. Klaus charges and Johnny vaults right over him. Johnny leaps and cartwheels around Klaus. Johnny leaps and spins furiously. He knocks off Klaus's mohawk headdress, then snaps his staff in two. He hits Klaus around the head, making his big nose wobble. Johnny scowls in Klaus's face, then smiles at the standing ovation. Klaus drops his broken staff and goes down on one knee. Klaus stares up at Johnny with a humble smile, and the gorilla smiles back. In the green alien costume, Portia's launched out of the crater. She pops scowling monsters, revealing smile bugs beneath. Big Daddy's crew take down Crystal's goons. Portia's surrounded by big, colourful inflatables. Crystal arrives backstage. Portia taunts her dad, bounces off a crater and poses in midair before a backdrop of stars, which becomes a vast chorus of top-hatted tarsiers. Buster drops Crystal through a trapdoor. Buster closes the trap over the cage. Portia sings in front of the wall of hundreds of tapping tarsiers. They circle around her. Portia's lifted up on a pyramid of small primates. Inflatables erupt all around and fireworks glitter. Portia smiles with delight. Darius, all in white, smiles in anticipation, looking out at the packed house. Mina's ice cream elephant is in the front row. She glances at Darius as he limbers up. She closes her eyes and visualizes him as her gelato beau. Darius appears as Mina's ice cream dreamboat. He lifts Mina, and her dress becomes a flowing white gown. As Mina pirouettes in flowing white, the gorillas are still battling the crystal goons in the lobby. Backstage, Clay sits pensively with his guitar case and hangs his head. Mina and her love climb up a dreamy romantic set and dance on Saturn's turning rings. They appear as silhouettes behind the planet. Outside, Crystal's goons have all been knocked out. Mina and her love come down a long staircase and he lifts Mina. They embrace. Their trunks entwine and Mina looks lovingly at her partner. She looks out towards her real beau and the applause. Darius prances off, Mina goes to the front of the stage. Mina goes as Darius preens. Crystal busts out of the cage. In her space helmet, Rosita backs away from the end of the spaceship's diving board. They shoot up in a lift which reaches the top of a high tower. Crystal drops Buster towards the swirling wormhole. He falls in slow motion. Rosita stares open-mouthed, frowns with determination, then charges towards the end of the diving board. Rosita does a perfect swallow dive into the void. Plunging towards Buster, she grabs him and drops him safely on a platform. Rosita flies, swoops and dives around planets and past her own spaceship. Gunter makes his dive. Crystal snarls, then Suki drops the lift, leaving him stranded on the tower. Big Daddy grabs him by the scruff of his neck. Rosita and Gunter fly around on their cables. Gunter zooms just above the crowd. He and Rosita fly into brilliant beams of light. They plunge into the wormhole, landing in an icy cavern. They finish in a pose under bright lights. Norman and the piglets cheer and holler. Backstage, Clay runs his hands over his guitar case. He opens it and his eyes widen. Tucked in the lid with some guitar picks is a photo of Ruby. Clay trudges off. The noise of the crowd filters along the triangular tunnel they're waiting in. Buster stares as Ash walks slowly across the wide, empty stage. She stops and looks out at the audience. Clay watches the little porcupine standing alone under the lights. Clay frowns sadly. Ruby appears beside Clay. As Ash looks out, her eyes widen. Clay is playing. Buster stands on his tiptoes. Clay moves along the tunnel. The crowd leap to their feet as Clay emerges. Clay joins Ash. Buster beams. Ash and Clay smile at each other. The stage blazes with an aurora of colors like the northern lights. Ash and Clay, Rosita and Gunter float upwards as a swirling twister of colorful lights rises up, spinning around them. The twisting helix of light dissolves away, leaving billowing clouds below. Glittering ticker tape showers down on the whole auditorium. Clay looks around, smiling. Big Daddy Frog marches Crystal downstairs and shoves him against railings as the cast gather to take a bow. Big Daddy restrains Crystal as Buster walks by. Buster takes Rosita and Gunter's hands. He and the cast exchange excited smiles. Clay winks. The curtain rises on the ecstatic crowd. The cast bow, curtsy and wave, then applaud Clay. Clay looks moved as he surveys the crowd. He smiles and nods. The crowd is jumping up and down. Big Daddy punches the air. As Buster bows, Crystal passes in front of him. He gulps, they've all gone. Crystal looks totally bewildered. Suki's with a squad of police. Crystal's escorted away. Jerry's left alone. The bus leaves from Crystal Plaza and drives away from the towering Crystal Entertainment Building. Everyone sits quietly on board. Johnny and Nushi share headphones. Johnny waves to his dad and his mates as they drive past. Mina and Alfonso use a love heart filter on a video call. Ash leans against Clay, who gazes out of the window. Clay looks down at Ash, asleep on him. Miss Crawley is surrounded by sleeping piglets. Portia sits with Buster at the back of the bus. Buster climbs up and looks out of the back window. Portia turns to join him as the bus drives back past the garish, colourful signs and high-rise buildings. As the sun rises, the bus passes the illuminated Redshaw City sign. Buster and Portia sit back down. Suki skids her scooter in front of the bus. Clay frowns and looks around at the others. He nods. Searchlights pierce the evening sky at the palatial, colonnaded Majestic Palace Theatre. Buster in his blue suit waits on the red carpet as Nana emerges from a white limo. She looks up at the billboard for Out of This World. The cast move into positions backstage. Klaus hands Nushi and Johnny staffs. They greet Buster and Nana, who blows them all a kiss. In the packed theatre, Nana sits in a box with Buster, Miss Crawley, Norman Alfonso, and her butler. Buster jumps down from his seat and stares around in wonder. Miss Crawley appears, mopping. She's bumped by the credits and a glass eye flies out. Written and directed by Garth Jennings, produced by Chris Melodandri, PGA, Janet Healy, PGA. Edited by Gregory Perler, ACE, Miss Crawley chases her eye, Piglet Flowers dance, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Taron Egerton, Miss Crawley and Piglets fly up and down. Bobby Cannavale, a leaping, grinning piglet, Tori Kelly. Colourful, sequin-clad flamingos, Nick Kroll, Pharrell Williams, the flamingos form hearts with their beaks. Halsey, Chelsea Peretti, Letitia Wright, the flamingos scatter as Miss Crawley waddles through, Eric Andre, Adam Buxton. Garth Jennings, Peter Serafinowicz, Jennifer Saunders, Nick Offerman, and Bono. Flamingos skate, the eye bounces along, executive producer Dana Krupinski. Co-producer Natalie Van Kallenberger. The Eye Bounces on the Flamingo Chorus Line. Co-director Christoph Lauderlei. Executive music producer Harvey Mason Jr. Original score by Joby Talbot. Computer graphics supervisors Laurent LaChapelle, Boris Schack. Computer graphics co-supervisor Richard Adeno. Associate producer Robert Taylor. Production managers George Hero Herman, Alexandra Skinazzi Frankart. Art director Olivier Adam. Art colour supervisor Clement Grisolane. Miss Crawley keeps popping up. Character design by Eric Guion. Music finale costumes designed by Kate Malavi and Laura Malavi of Redarte. Further colourful animations accompany the credits. Animation directors Patrick Delage, Pierre-François Duhamel, Pierre Leduc. Further animation credits continue to appear. A piglet gives Miss Crawley back her eye. Character animation and computer graphics by Illumination Studios Paris. Choreography by Sherry Silver. Additional production supervisor Joy Poirel. Additional computer graphics supervisor Mathieu Lemaire. Assistant computer graphics supervisor Jerome Artui. Cast in order of appearance, Mina, Tori Kelly, Rosita, Reese Witherspoon, Johnny, Taron Egerton, Gunter, Nick Kroll, Buster Moon, Matthew McConaughey. Miss Crawley, Garth Jennings, Nana, Jennifer Saunders, Suki, Chelsea Peretti, Ash, Scarlett Johansson, Mr. Crystal, Bobby Cannavale. Norman, Nick Offerman, Klaus Kickenklobber, Adam Buxton, Darius, Eric Andre, Portia Crystal Halsey, Nushi Letitia Wright, Clay Calloway Bono, Alfonso Pharrell Williams, Linda Lebon Julia Davis, Big Daddy Peter Serafinowicz. Further credits continue to scroll. Soundtrack on Republic Records. Presented in association with Dentsu Inc., Fuji Television Network Inc. Special thanks to Takashi Ishihara. This motion picture has benefited from the tax credit for the production of foreign motion pictures in France, with thanks to David Guion and Michael Handelman. This motion picture used sustainability strategies to reduce its carbon emissions and environmental impact. Green is universal. Dolby Vision Atmos in select theaters, Deluxe, DTS:X. MPA number 53137. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE, affiliated with AFL-CIO-CLC. Copyright 2021 Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo, copyright 2013. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture, for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Audio description by Motion Picture Solutions, written by Roland Bien, voiced by Sonia Castello Branco. Bright letters edged in gold orbit the Earth and rest in front of the equator. Universal Parks and Resorts, universalparksandresorts.com.